Check, check, check. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
You've got YouthCast in your ears. I'm Molly Adams. Today I've got a piece from Anthony Waregi at Youth Radio in California about possibly the hottest topic around, energy. Anthony's from Los Angeles, and he has a pretty normal life. A little brother, a mom, a dad, TV, computer, video games, running water. But on a family trip to his dad's hometown in Jalisco, Mexico last summer, Anthony began to wonder why he never wonders about what's all around him. This is Energy Brat. And stick around for when the piece is over, because I called up Anthony to talk shop.
This is the sound of convenience in my house. Microwave, television, computer, stereo. We use these appliances a lot. My 14-year-old brother Alexis is the main culprit. He leaves the lights on and appliances unattended. I, on the other hand, try not to waste that much energy. I caught him upstairs playing on the computer and a handheld video game called a DS at the same time.
I'm not on the computer and the DS at the same time, only computer and TV.
And then you play on the DS and then you're on the TV at the same time, or the computer and the TV at the same time. Or the computer and the DS at the same time, or the computer, the TV, and the DS at the same time.
No, that's crazy.
You do that.
You're the one who does it.
I use it more than you?
Of course. You sleep with the radio on and you don't turn it off until the morning.
That's not true.
You told me five times.
Okay, maybe we both use more energy than necessary. But my parents have tried to teach us to be mindful about energy. They grew up in a totally different era in a small town in Mexico.
I used to pick up the manure of the cow and also the manure of the donkeys.
Here's my dad talking about his first lesson in energy.
I was like a 7-year-old. And I used to sell it in a place where they used the manure to burn it. So that was the energy that, besides the wood, you know, but sometimes it's hard to get wood in a certain time of the year.
That's the gas delivery man in my dad's hometown, Jalostotitlan. He's saying, gas. He's shouting out the window of his truck to sell tanks of gas to the townspeople. This summer, I visited my family there, and I learned a lot about energy in a new way. The scenery in this town is quite different from my neighborhood in Los Angeles. I see sandy streets, red brick houses, and large open ranches. I also noticed something bizarre. On the rooftops of many houses, there are large metallic panels. I stopped by my neighbors to ask, what's it all about? The person who answers the door is an elderly lady named Guillermina González. She tells me the panels are her solar-powered water heating system. She says that over the past 25 years, she has conserved not only gas, but also tons of money. It seems that energy uses on people's minds here more than L.A. This makes me wonder, am I an energy brat? When I'm home in L.A., I even complain about going outside to put my clothes in the washing machine. Here at my grandma's in Jalisco, I'm getting used to being in the washing machine.
And now I'm doing laundry. Here is all hand wash. You get the water from this water reserve, like the inside of a toilet. It's like a little pump, and when the water runs out, it refills. And I just go.
When you go through trouble getting something, then you really appreciate, you know, then when you have it.
I've always had energy in my fingertips, so I haven't really thought about where it comes from or how much I use. My parents have had it harder, and maybe that's where they get their mentality about energy.
Like, I don't know if you remember where your mother used to live. On the top of the hill, she used to go down there to get the water. She had to walk a lot to get some water. So now when you guys or me even use a lot of water, she really got upset because she knew how hard it was to get the water, and now that we have the water, sometimes we waste it.
I always thought my mom was just tripping on me whenever I left the water running, but now I understand the chill that must run through her spine when she sees me waste water. Now that I'm back in LA, I'm more dedicated to saving energy. Not only do I turn off the lights, but I even caught myself looking through articles on energy conservation and careers. I used to think energy was only an issue in my house, but now I realize that it's an issue affecting the whole world. I'm Anthony Jauregui.
That was Anthony Jauregui of Youth Radio with Energy Brat. I had questions after listening to this, so I called Anthony up. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Anthony?
Yes, this is me.
Hey, it's Molly.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
I was wondering, when you were growing up, were your parents always very energy conscious, like telling you to turn off lights and stuff?
Yeah, like turn off the light and we were only allowed to use certain appliances for like a set amount of time, or like if we left the fridge open, they'll freak out, stuff like that. You know, just simple stuff, but it was always like just conscious of like, you know, there's only a limited amount of stuff.
What gave you the idea to do this story?
I just felt like everyone else is a lot more wasteful when I talk to them. Like, they'll have a TV on, like, all day, even if they're not in the house, or the lights on, or just kind of everyone's attitude towards everything that is just kind of, like, abundant. And I'm like, they're in L.A., and then in Mexico, they act way more conscious that everything isn't abundant. Everything's just there for enough people.
How long did it take you to record this piece?
I wanted to write a science story. They wanted me to write a science story, and I thought that, you know, this more environmental science kind of story would be a good idea, and I proposed it to them. But at first, I didn't really have a scope to it. Like, so when I went down to Mexico, I started recording, like, pretty much all the sound. Like, I pretty much recorded everything I could find that had to do at all with environmental issues. And then I narrowed down to what exactly it was that I wanted to focus on. So I was in Mexico for about 2 weeks, and then when I got back, I worked on it for another 2 weeks or something. And so I guess a month would be a good estimate.
So are you like an energy evangelist now? Do you now that you're not an energy brat, are you with your parents telling people what to do?
I have become extremely more conscious than I was back then. Like now I'll try to get local food so that I don't waste that much energy and transportation for the food that I eat. And other stuff that's just way more, I guess, global than it is local now. Because, I would be more conscious after that energy breath story. Turn off the lights, you know, unplug stuff that wastes energy. And afterwards, I just look more into it. And now I'm even more picky about, like, where my food comes from. Like, if it comes from far away, you know, that's just something that I would consider not buying so that they would bring less from elsewhere and just have more local food that costs less for transportation.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So to hear the whole interview, see some pictures of what Anthony shows us through sound, and to learn more about this tantalizing new hostess's voice, head over to youthcast.org, where I blog it out on the regular. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX, a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where listening to the radio makes you wish you were young again.